Job chapter 40. Furthermore, the Lord Jehovah answered Job, and said, Shall he who contends with the Almighty instruct him? He who reproves God, let him answer it. Then Job answered the Lord Jehovah, and said, Indeed, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Once I have spoken, but I will not answer, yes, twice. But I will proceed no further. Then the Lord Jehovah answered to Job out of the whirlwind, and said, Tie your belt around your waist like a man, I will demand of you, and you declare to me. Will you also void my judgment? Will you condemn me, that you may be righteous? Have you an arm like God? Or can you thunder with a voice like him? Deck yourself now with majesty and excellency, and array yourself with glory and beauty. Cast abroad the rage of your anger. And see everyone who is proud, and abase him. Look on every one who is proud, and bring him low, and tread down the wicked in their place. Hide them in the dust together, and bind their faces in secret. Then I will also confess to you that your own right hand can save you. See now the behemoth, which I made with you, he eats grass as an ox. Look now, his strength is in his thighs, and his force is in the navel of his belly. He moves his tail like a cedar. The sinews, tendons, ligaments of his stones, testicles are wrapped together. His bones are as strong pieces of brass, his bones are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the ways of God. He who made him can cause his sword to approach him. Surely the mountains bring forth food for him, where all the beasts of the field play. He lies under the shady trees, in the shadows of the reed, and swamps. The shady trees cover him with their shadow, the willows of the brook encircles him. Indeed, he drinks up a river, and does not hurry, he trusts that he can draw up the Jordan River into his mouth. He takes it with his eyes, his nose pierces through snares.